The West Live.
The West Live.
The West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Now, millions of Australians could be set to benefit from cheaper airfares because of increased competition, and an ACCC report into lower airfares on Australia's most popular routes. So is WA included? Joining me now to explain is the West's aviation expert, Geoffrey Thomas. Good morning, GT.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. And so when I heard that you were working on a story about low airfares, I have to admit, I got pretty excited. Do I have anything to be excited about as a West Aussie?
Look, you really do. I mean, the ACCC report, which comes out every quarter, which is monitoring competition in Australia at the moment, certainly flags the fact that on the eastern states' key five routes, that the competition is intense. You've got four airlines, basically, Qantas, Virgin Australia, Jetstar and Rex. And Rex is the sort of one that's really stirring things up with some amazing fares. Certainly, Rex isn't coming to WA at this stage. But there's two elements to this. You get a flow-on effect where airlines we will benefit to an extent, but the real benefit's going to come from an airline called Bonza, and they'll be starting operations in the second quarter of next year. You can book from the first quarter of next year, and they're going to be announcing more of their plans tomorrow. In fact, you can read it in the West tomorrow. We have an exclusive story on that. The details will come out, but they are certainly looking at routes to Western Australia. So hopefully we will get an additional airline flying into WA. Also, it's highly likely that Rex next year will start. It already operates in WA with its regional aircraft to Albany, Esperance, and up to Carnarvon and whatnot. Next year, it's likely they'll also introduce jets to Perth as well. So my feeling is next year we could be in for a real bonanza on airfares in WA.
Oh, that'd be pretty exciting, especially for times of the borders reopening. And now I'm curious to know, you know, why does the ACCC do this in the first place? Because they're the watchdogs that make sure we're not getting ripped off. Is there, from their perspective, something that they need to look at within the airline industry to make sure that's not happening?
Look, spot on. You're absolutely right. They don't do this on a regular basis, but the government has asked them to do this on a quarterly basis ever since Rex moved into jet operations, and it claimed that Qantas was using predatory tactics to jump onto a route that they hadn't previously been on because Rex introduced it, and also fare dumping. So, yes, there is some predatory activity that they are monitoring it. Qantas denies this, of course, but nonetheless, it's good to have them there just keeping everybody a little bit more honest than they might otherwise be.
Yeah, yeah, and looking at some of the prices on those busiest routes from, you know, Brisbane to Melbourne and Brisbane to Sydney, I wish we saw similar fares over here, but we'll live in hope that that Bonza, I'm sure you got that story for us in the paper tomorrow, GT, will bring us some good news. Thanks for joining us on the West Live.
It's a pleasure.